Now that's the kind of music you'd have heard if you went to see the extraordinary dancer Josephine Baker doing her thing in the nightclubs of Paris in the 1920s. And it's highly probable that the subject of our next story, the late Louis Kahan, saw Baker's outrageous Parisian performances because he captured her dancing in a couple of sketches. They're on show in a new exhibition of his work that's on in Melbourne. Now, Louis Kahan was born in Vienna in 1905. As a young man, he went to live in Paris and he worked for the couturier Paul Poiret while he was also developing his skills as a painter. Kahan came to Australia in 1947. He became well known here as an artist, particularly for his portraits, although he began his working life in this country actually as a fashion illustrator. And also, using his early training as a tailor, he gained a reputation as a stage costume and set designer. And it's this side of Kahan's creative life that's being showcased in the exhibition that opened last week at the Town Hall Gallery in the Melbourne suburb of Hawthorne. Michelle Rayner's taking a squeeze, accompanied by curator Laura Jotzich.
So, Laura Jotzich, we're sitting in the Louis Kahan exhibition here at the Hawthorne Town Hall Gallery. Tell me how you came to be involved with this exhibition, with curating it.
It came through a curatorial colleague of mine who know the Kahan family, and they were interested in getting an exhibition up on Louis' work that was specifically on this topic of his intersection between his art and his tailoring background and his theatre work and fashion. And when I heard about it, I said, yes, I know that story, and it's a story that I think needs to be told. Because 20 years ago, when I was a young curatorial student and working at the RMIT Design Archives...
RMIT in Melbourne.
Yes, RMIT in Melbourne. It was then called the Francis Burke Textile Resource Centre. Louis and Lily, his wife, donated a number of works that had to do with his time working at Paul Poiret, the couturier, and also his fashion illustrations. And to see something and to be able to handle fashion designs on Poiret letterhead seemed extraordinary in Australia, to be able to do that. But the other image that really is captivating is his sketch of the dancer Josephine Baker doing the Charleston, which she was so famous for in Paris. And she had only arrived in 1925 in Paris.
You mentioned the Kahan family are behind this exhibition here in Hawthorne. Can you just tell us, is that his surviving children, Lily?
Yes, Lily is his widow, and he has two daughters, and they Lily still lives in the house that they built here in the city of Kew. They built it in 1960, and his studio is still there in the house. And so part of my process of really reviewing all the works to then make a curatorial selection was spending quite some many hours with the Kahan family over a period of about a year, and going through all the works, and works on paper and prints and drawings and photographs and the paintings as well.
So how have you approached this, Laura, given the how prodigious Louis was as an artist? He lived a long life. I think he must have been working right up until his death in 2002 at the age of 97. How have you managed to assemble? What's your overarching theme for this exhibition?
It is about his time with theatre, art, fashion, and those intersections. So in many ways, you know, it's not about the portrait work that he's so famous for and so well known in Australia for, but it is about these, you know, particularly we're sitting in the room now that has his later works in it. And what we're seeing are images of tailors' patterns and tailors' mannequins and scissors intertwined with the tools of his trade as an artist. So there are the brushes and the paint tubes and the palettes as well. And these are his later works when he was in his 80s and 90s, and although it's the sort of end part of the exhibition, so to speak, it's also about the beginnings.
Well, let's go and have a look at some of the really interesting, I guess, material culture of Louis' very fertile years.
Yes, it is the middle room, the second room of three, and it's what I, in my mind, thought, well, this is the room about his time in the theatre. And it's largely opera designs. There's some theatre design. But when Louis arrived in Australia in 1947, and his family had fled Vienna, that was his mother and father and sister, had fled Vienna in 1938 and arrived in Australia. And after the war, he came here, initially on a visit, but then he stayed. And in 1952, he did his first opera production, and that was with Gertrude Johnson's Australian National Theatre Movement in Melbourne. Gertrude Johnson had been an opera singer in London. She was an Australian, and she came back and she founded the theatre movement with the idea that she wanted to be able to give local performers the opportunity to work here in Australia. And of course, along with that, you have other people who are involved as well, like theatre designers Louis Kahan. Stefan Haag, who was a Viennese as well, produced many of these operas. And so really it is, you know, part of the important history of our theatre and opera here in Australia.
We're surrounded with these most beautiful sketches, masks from...
Tales of Hoffman. Which he made himself.
Fantastic. They're probably made out of paper mache. And
bandages and plaster of Paris, and then they've been painted
by him. Really incredible. And tiny sets, you know, pre-CAD.
Set model.
And of course he brought his skills as a tailor to this.
Yes, and you can see that with these designs. When you look closely down in a bottom corner, there's not only the swatches of fabric, but often there's the back view of a jacket, and even the pattern pieces of how that jacket should be cut. He's done a little drawing for the costume maker, and for a costume maker to receive that sort of information is quite unusual, to have your designer know actually how to cut something themselves.
So did Louis receive formal training as an artist?
No, well, he was self-directed, but he did go to art classes. He came from a tailoring family, and his father, in a very practical manner, said, although Louis showed from an early age an artistic bent, and he did want to go to formal art school in Vienna, his father, Wolf, said, you know, you need to actually learn a trade by which you can live and in the future support a family. And that trade was, of course, a family business, which was to become a master tailor. So Louis did get his diploma as a master tailor in Vienna. And after that, he took himself off to Paris in 1925. And although he worked as a tailor and as a fashion designer and freelance as an illustrator, he took himself off to art classes, like life drawing classes at Le Grand Chaumière, where other artists were as well, regularly doing their life classes. He went to printmaking classes as well.
Artists that we'd know?
Yes. He remembers seeing, I think, Picasso in a printmaking environment, and he was friendly with artists of the day, like Flamenco and Dufy, and there's that real European sensibility about his work all the way through his life.
I guess what strikes me is that Louis was an artist in an era before government subsidies, and that what this exhibition really reflects is this intersection between making a living in a very kind of practical way from your skill as an artist, but also being an artist in his own right. Is that something that you wanted the exhibition to explore?
Yes. There's this aspect in Louis' work which is very diverse that you see in the exhibition, from the design, fashion design and illustration, which was an important part of his income, was to be able to do this commercial work. When he came to Australia, he actually changed his signature on his illustrations. So before the war, he was signing Kahan. Afterwards, he's signing them NAC, which apparently is, if phonetically in reverse, C.A. Khan, of his surname. So he had made that division then post-war, a strict division between his work as an artist and an illustrator. But there is, of course, that very important aspect of being able to, you know, have paid work. And the opera designs date from 52 to 1975. It's a long career, yes.
Now, how do you think he saw himself? Do you know from his family? Was he both an artist and a tailor and a graphic designer? And
I guess I'm making the sort of the interpretation here from looking closely at his work. These later works, he was definitely returning to his early years and acknowledging that. Yeah. So if there had been almost a full circle, if you like, and so if there had been a period where he had turned his back on his earlier years and work, he was certainly spent more than a decade rethinking that, I think, or relooking, you know, revisiting it.
And to finish off, do you have a favourite drawing or illustration? And could we go and have a look at it?
Here we are, the two women. 1947 and 1948. So this would have been when he had just arrived in Australia, I think. And that free-flowing line that's so, it's minimal and it's assured. The women bending over their work, this one here from 1947, concentrating on her sewing. And that bowed head and her eyes looking towards her hands there.
And describe the. We're not talking colour here. It's pencil and.
It's ink on paper. So, very, very simple and strong images.
Laura Jocic, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Curator Laura Jocic speaking with Michelle Rayner at the exhibition Louis Kahan, Art, Theatre and Fashion. It's on at the Town Hall Gallery in Hawthorne in Melbourne until late October. And there's more details and some of Louis Kahan's gorgeous images on the Books and Arts website.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.